We're going to have one more open mic act up before we have our mini set. Deb, can you come? Okay. Very entertaining duo called The Proper Ladies. That's Deb Goss and Annabelle Gretz. They're just delightful. Please welcome The Proper Ladies.
To the stage with my pocketbook before, but that will be sure nobody snatches it.
It's a rough crowd here.
Yeah. Rough crowd. Okay, so we have a song that I am going to dedicate to Marty, who doesn't know me and I don't know him, but I just told him I was going to dedicate the song to him for a very particular reason. Did you hear Marty say that he, somebody said, no, someone said that Marty played golf.
Oh, golf.
Yeah. Are you a golfer?
Are you a golfer?
Well, then you see, I thought I remembered
for you,
that.
My friend.
So we
just
have
for you.
So we
now
have
I
a
want
song.
You to just keep these guys in mind as we sing this song.
A song unlike any other you have heard this week, at least.
This, by the way, it has a chorus that you will all be able to catch on to. And 1880s, written in Boston, produced in Boston by the Cadets. They were similar to the Hasty Puddings.
They were real cadets. They were the ones that were outfitted from that, you know, the castle in Park Square in Boston. Mm-hmm. Those were the Boston Corps of Cadets.
Oh, that's right.
And they cross-dressed and put on musicals every year.
And this
And some of them even made it to Broadway. And I think it was called The Queen of the Ballet, but I'm not sure, absolutely sure. So this is dedicated to Marty and the other guy in the Hawaiian shirt. Yes, Jake. You see them play every day upon the links. Some people play for exercise, and others play for drinks.
You note their legs of a variated size. So small are some to see them, you would have to strain your eyes.
They wear red coats and their trousers sort of specked.
They have an Irish keeper with a Scottish dialect.
They wave their sticks in an idiotic way.
And if you listen closely, you are sure to hear them say, oh, the ball, that sassy little ball, so vexing, perplexing, for one so very small. You slam it, you damn it, but can't touch it at all. That naughty little sporty little gay golf ball. Oh, the ball, that sassy little ball, so vexing, perplexing, for one so very small. You slam it, you damn it, but can't touch it at all. That naughty little sporty little gay golf ball.
Now, Mr. Brown thought he'd join a country club. It cost him $50 for his friends to work the job. He paid for stocks and a suit at fancy cost. He paid an humble fortune for the many balls he lost. He paid for sticks and for golfing lessons too. He paid for little caddies and for tea when he was through. He paid for dues till their greatness turned him pale and murmured to his creditors as he was forced to fail. Oh, the ball, that dearest little ball, you have to be wealthy to play the game at all. Its marvelous expenses caused my financial fall. That naughty little sporty little gay golf ball. Oh, the ball, that sassy little ball, so vexing, perplexing, for one so very small. You slam it, you damn it, but can't touch it at all. That naughty little sporty little gay golf ball.
Now Lucy Brown bought a golfing skirt of blue. It hung a foot above the upper button of her shoe. She bared her arms just to tan them in the breeze and wore her hat upon her nose at 45 degrees. Now at a dance she is saddened with remorse, for arms and neck once lily white look like a calico horse. And when she speaks with a gesture of her fan, you know that she is saying to some poor unhappy man, oh, the ball, that fascinating ball, you're charming, you're cunning, you know I mean the ball. You see it, you tee it, but can't hit it at all. Naughty little,
sporty little gay golf ball. Oh, the ball, that sassy little ball, so vexing, perplexing for one so very small. You slam it, you damn it, but can't touch it at all. That naughty little, sporty little gay golf ball.
Apropos of the gay golf ball, does anyone know what a mashy nipmuck is? No. What is it?
Did you look it up?
I think it might be a 5-iron.
Did you look it up later?
We'll look it up later.
I forgot.
But that's
to
close.
Look it up.
I believe it's a wood.
What do I win?
You have to come to Boylston to get it. By the way.
The Proper Ladies, April 17th, Boylston Historical Society, Boylston, Massachusetts.
One more hand, please, for the Proper Ladies.